Welcome again to Raw Emotion, a Tottenham pod. I'm joined by Mac again today for the pod, and we're looking at the game Leicester versus Tottenham, in which we won 4-2. What a game. crazy game. As you'll hear, I thought we had absolutely no chance of pulling off that win, so it was great to actually come away with the 3 points and ultimately finish above Arsenal. It's sad that that's all we had to play for. Well, that and a place in the Conference League. Yippee. But yeah, it, just to finish above them's good. And that's all we fucking had at the end of this season. So you got to take the little small victories when you get them. It was looking like we weren't even going to get that. So I'm actually really happy with that. Join us. As we always do, we look at the team lineup, we have a chat at half time, and then we reflect on things after the game. We'll obviously be talking about the Harry Kane situation as well. Hope you enjoy this week. I'll get your thoughts first, mate.
No, please, after you. It's always me first.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, it's a strange one for me. I'm really surprised that Winks is starting again. Sanchez makes an appearance when we've not seen him for God, I can't remember the last start a game. I've always said that there's not much of a, you know, they're pretty much a similar Dyer and Sanchez. There's nothing to choose between them. But it's just a real strange decision after playing Dyer 4 or 5 games in a row, whatever it is, to then suddenly not have him in there, and Sanchez, who's not played for bloody, honestly, like a couple of months, month and a half.
There was talk about some of them, after being called out as being unprofessional by Kane, have said, oh, bollocks, I ain't playing.
Well, he's on the bench, Dyer. But anyway, and then we've got, the main thing I've sort of made of it, we don't even see anything of Lo Celso, Ndombele, Aurier. They're all not even in the squad. And there's some young Scarlets on the bench, and I'm ignorant with my youth players, I admit that. I mean, there's a guy called John. I don't know who he is.
And John, for those who are listening, not just some guy called John.
No, his surname's John. Yeah, his surname's John. I don't know who is. Do you know who he is, Mac?
I ain't got a fucking clue.
Right. Yeah, I've no. We're not great fans, but I have not a fucking clue. I've never not heard of him, mate. I'm not heard of the guy.
Was that the ball boy?
Well, it might be the one that Mourinho fucking brought in for the lunch on the fucking documentary. I don't know, mate. But so that says to me, because he said again the other day that the only injuries are Davis and Tanganga.
Yeah.
So that says to me they've been completely dropped from the match day squad. So make of that what you will, really.
Well, if there's any truth going about in the fact that Kane's called him out for being unprofessional and they've thrown their toys out of the pram, then fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'll hold out much hope for today. I'm going to be completely honest. I try and be optimistic. I don't think I've predicted this losing a game, but I am going to predict it today because I just don't think we've got the right mentality. When we have to have a must-win game, we never ever fucking do it. Leicester have proven that they win must-win games, and they need to win today to stand any chance of getting into Champions League. So,
well, this is the thing, though, mate. Leicester might have the FA Cup final might have been their top point, if you know what I mean. They gave it all, and they've been on a bit of a slope since that game. But I'll be honest. I'm expecting a bit of a scrappy Sunday league, wayward passing from both sides, and it's whoever makes the first mistake.
Yeah, I don't hold out much hope, mate, for today. I have to be honest. You know, I try and be as optimistic as possible usually, but they've just given me. They've shown me nothing really. That when it comes to these crunch games, that it's not really a crunch game. Yes, be brutally honest about it. We're playing for fucking seventh. Or in the hope that West Ham fuck up and we win and we overtake them. So there's not that much to play for, really, apart from trying to finish above Arsenal, to be honest with you.
Mate, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it's pretty dire. And like you, I don't hold out much hope, especially after Wednesday. Seeing it, you know, rather than just watching it on the telly, being able to see the whole team and the way they were carrying themselves. I'll be honest. I'm not sat here with much hope either. But you never know. Spurs can surprise, and they might.
We don't watch these games wanting to fucking lose. You know, I hope everything that we win and we finish above Arsenal, because that's all I've got left for this season. We're gonna be happy to finish above them. I tell you what, I won't be doing is I won't be fucking gloating. I tell you that. If we manage to finish above them, I will not be fucking gloating, because it's a fucking shit season. We had high expectations of this season. We were sitting at the top of the league. We were all saying it, mate. Me and you both said it. We've got a chance. We're gonna win this season, and we've been totally fucking let down, mate, by them players, I'm afraid. Just quickly on the Kane stuff, because I've not really spoke to you too much since the interview with Gary Neville, and that from my own perspective on that, just to say that I agree with everything that Kane says. I don't agree with the timing of all the stuff that's been leaked before we had a big game against, and I say a big game, an opportunity to cement a European spot and to finish above Arsenal. That's what our season's boiled down to. So it was a big game on Wednesday.
I agree with you on that respect, but I think Kane needs to leave, and I don't think he needs to leave because, like everybody else, giving it the old, you know, ass kissing tongue in his fucking hoop, you know, you need to win stuff, you deserve this, you deserve that. Gerrard deserved to win stuff, but Liverpool fans weren't saying to him, oh, mate, yeah, I think it's time you left, mate, blah. I'll be perfectly honest, and I use Liverpool as an example when I talk to a couple of my mates about it. We base our whole game around Harry Kane. Everything, and I think we need to lose him to create some balance within the squad. You look at teams like Liverpool, who have Mane, Salah, you know, really big players, and they're able to play as a unit, as a team. And we can't do that. Everything has to focus around Harry. And I think maybe that losing him might be beneficial to the squad as a whole moving forward. And I know that's going to be an unpopular opinion. And I know there's people who will listen to this and go, oh, you're talking shit, Mac. But I think for the greater good, the money that we'll get from it to invest in the squad, I think it actually could be long term a better thing.
I'm pretty much on the same page as you, mate. I wasn't the other day, to be honest with you, but I don't trust like ITK and people. There is one person I trust on ITK and on Twitter, and it's Jetset, because I don't know whether you follow him, but he does call stuff right, and he has done for years. And he came out this morning and said that he feels that Harry Kane, after saying that he wouldn't, he feels that Harry Kane will leave now.
Honest, I'm kind of hoping he goes to Man United, because he said he doesn't want a trip abroad. And the reason why I'm saying I'm hoping he goes to Man United, because I think, honestly, we could get three players out of them plus cash. And if rumours are true that Lingard, Martial and Henderson are players that they would consider to put into a swap deal, you're covering three positions with three decent players. Martial's got potential with the right manager and with the right team around him. Lingard's shown what he can do now he's got over his issues at West Ham. And Henderson's already proven that he can be quality between the sticks. So to get three quality players plus money, I think wouldn't be a bad deal to send him United's way if he insists that he doesn't want to go abroad.
For me, I mean, I wouldn't. I understand what you're saying there, but I the only one of them three players that I wouldn't mind would be Henderson, to be honest with you. I know Lingard's done well at West Ham, but I think for me, he's got a bit of the Dele Alli's about him. He's very like media and all that stuff. And Martial's been, whilst he was a really, really good prospect, for the last sort of, he's done a bit again another bit of Dele Alli, who's had the world at his feet, and he seems to have gone off the boil a little bit. I'd rather get the money, 150 million, and just invest it in players that, you know, are young, hungry.
I get what you're saying, but I'll be honest, another reason why I think it wouldn't be a bad thing is you've got three players coming from the same team who have already worked together. So the rather than bringing in five players who have never played together before and throwing them in a Tottenham squad, I think chemistry-wise, it might be helpful. But
what I really want, Mac, to be honest with you, what I really want is for us to, like, if Kane goes, let's just say that he's going to go. Let's say we get 150 million. Let's say we sell Ndombele, Lo Celso, Dele Alli, Winks. You know, let's say we just get another, we get another 150 million from other sales. That's 300 million. I'd rather just say, look, there's 300 million. Get in a good manager and say, look, go and build yourself the team that you want to build, and give him a few seasons to do, and take the time and just start afresh, because I'm tired of this squad of players now. I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of them, and I just want a new project, a new start.
Well, mate, you can hear it. I can hear it in your voice. But let's be honest. Who? Every time we've ever done a podcast, whether it be prior to creating our own or the one that we were on before, who was always the positive voice?
You were, really.
Yeah, and listen to me now. Yeah, whatever. Give a fuck. You know, there's no excitement. There's no buzz. I'm not looking for. Oh, I'm not. So I'm not looking forward to watching the game. I'm going to watch the game because I'm a Tottenham heroin addict. Do you know what I mean? I'll put myself through it regardless.
That's it.
For the love of my club. But yeah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't got high expectations. This season has probably proven to me just how bad things are at Tottenham and just how much a change is needed. It's whether or not we get the change or whether next season we're just going to end up in a very similar position. And that's what I think I fear most, is that next season we're not going to get the right manager in. The money's not going to be spent the right way. Like when Bale got sold, you know, is the money going to get wasted again? And we end up in a situation next season where we're still sat there going, oh, yeah, great start, fuck it. And then all of a sudden it comes to Christmas and we're going, yeah, fuck yeah.
That's the thing for me, that the money that we get and the money that we raise from other sales, it needs to be spent on 4 or 5 50 million, 60 million pound players rather than a Chadli, Kapoue, a Chikarez, what the fuck his name was. And it, you know, them players that you've never fucking heard of that might come good, they might not. The only one really who come good, I think he was about 12 million quid, was Ericsson. We need to be getting big, established star, a Grealish. Go spend 70 million on Grealish. Go get Danny Ings for 20 million. You know, these you know, proven Premier League. Yeah. Grealish would be a fantastic, if he would come. I'm not saying that he would.
Mate, I'm not going to lie. I liked Lingard before he had his dip. And if it was all based on just depression and family issues that were going on in the background, and now that he's refanned himself, I would not be a grudge to see Jesse Lingard wearing the shirt.
I think he'd be worth his money.
I think he's a couple of steps ahead of Ali for playing that kind of role. He's got a better finish on him, or he's proven so far while he's been at West Ham, he's got a better finish on him. Like I say, he's refound his love for the game. So probably Lingard could be the right time for him.
You know, you get these players who you just have an irrational hatred for. He's one for me, though, for some reason. He's just got one of them faces I just want to fucking punch. I don't know what it is about the guy. Madison's another one for me at Leicester. He's just
Fine.
Yeah, it's just, you get these players that you just cannot abide, you know, and he's one of them for me. But yeah, I don't mind him. As he's done really well for West Ham, I totally admit that.
To be fair though, mate, you know me though, I'm not a big fan of Harry Kane off the pitch, and I've told you why plenty of times, you know. And for those who are listening, you know, it's not a personal thing why I hope he goes, but when we played United at the final game at White Hart Lane, just so that you guys all understand why, is, do you know what, okay, we came out of the ground. I went in and I managed to get into where the players were coming out. That's how I managed to get my gangway signed by Dembele's son and Vimmer and all that. And Dembele was stood with all the ball boys near the team coach. He was having photos. He was having autographs. He was chatting with him. He was just genuinely being a top bloke. Harry Kane came out and all the kids turned around and started shouting, "Harry, Harry, Harry, can we have an autograph? Can we have a pic?" And he just put his head down and ignored the fucking lot of them and got on team coach.
I didn't know that, to be fair.
I never tell you that. No, I didn't know that. Social media rampage, and they went on a trip to the States. And they went on a trip to the States. And next thing you know, you see Sky Sports cameras on Harry Kane signing autographs, pitch side. He completely ignored every single ball boy and all the kids that were stood there, which Dembele was being an absolute hero with. To get on the team coach. And then Sonny and Wimmer came out, because when they both joined together, they got really close.
Yeah.
And they signed my gangway board. They were talking and signing away for the kids. And a couple of the staff went, "Come on, we need to get you on the coach." And they both turned around and went, No, we'll sort the kids out first. And that's why Son and Wimmer, I you know, had even more time for Sonny. You know, because of things like that. And that put me on Harry Kane off the pitch, because I was going mental on social media. But like, what if that was his kids? You know, their football star or their hero, and they just fucking ignored him. He'd be going fucking mental. And yeah, and then they did this whole thing of him out in the States doing pitch side signings. I was like, you fucking pricks.
For a bit of balance on that, when Bow left and we signed them seven players, there was a signing at the club shop, the old club shop, before obviously knocked down the lane. And I took my son along. Lamella was meant to come, but he pulled out for some reason. And it was Kane and Bentaleb. And I remember saying to my son, it's mad, really. I said, imagine if, and Kane was nowhere. He was nothing at the time.
Yeah.
I said to my son, imagine if he turned out to be like Bow as a joke. And then look what's happened. But anyway, we met him that day and you could not meet a nicer, more welcoming, real down-to-earth guy who was happy to take pictures. And
but this,
so
yeah, but
maybe
this
is... maybe the day that you see him, you know how professional he is. Maybe, well, I thought he was until this fucking interview, to be honest with you. But anyway, maybe he was. Maybe the players were told, you know, we need to get moving. I don't know. I don't know what.
But... bottom line is, mate, they were the ball boys, for fuck's sake. There was about 10 of them.
Mate.
But this is the thing, though, mate. You've got to remember, when he first started, he came into it, when you would have met him, he's not a name. He hasn't done anything. But by the time White Hart Lane's closing, we're seeing him.
Yeah,
he's
different.
One of our own. You know, he's got the nice house. He's got the nice car. And, you know, and he's doing the job on the pitch. And don't get me wrong, on the pitch, the guy's fantastic. And I'll never say a word against him. Off the pitch, I think he's a bit of a cunt.
Well, we ain't going to be our cunt for much longer by the sounds of it, I don't think.
Well, that's
so,
all right. Harry is a cunt. He's gone to United. Harry is a cunt. Sorry, what?
Do you know what, mate? I know we do these quite quickly, but it is a subject we need to talk. I think he's personally going to go to Man City. I can't see him going to United.
Don't. Yeah, with what he said about De Bruyne and everything else, then yeah. I think City is, but as regard, and I just think about it from a what we need as a team. Positions wise, how much money we'll save by if those three players, let's say, were part of a player plus cash deal for him. But also,
I wonder whether you could get an Ake or a Laporte or someone, a decent central defender from Man City and, you know, say, I'm not saying we could do this, but maybe you could go and say, look, well, we'll take Laporte from you and you give us 100 million or something, and then there's your top quality centre back, Premier League experience sorted. There are definitely deals that we could potentially do, I think, with both teams, maybe.
Yeah, you never know, mate. We'll see what comes of it. But anyway, listen, let's psych ourselves up for 45, and
I'll catch you at half time. We're definitely going to be going into this. We need to do a YouTube video at some point. So I think we're gonna sit and we'll go over the players that we want to leave and the potential money, and then we can maybe do our own sort of transfer list of players we think would be worthwhile coming in. It sounds like we've got some different views on that, so it'd be quite a decent debate. All right, I'll catch you at half time, mate.
See you in a bit, bud.
Time, it's Tottenham Leicester 1-1. A penalty VAR decision, which Vardy scored, and Kane, the Manchester City or Man United player, making it 1-1 for Tottenham. Weirdly, what did you make of it, Mac?
I'll be honest, mate, I thought we started poorly. Once my stream got kicked in, anyway. Almost felt like we upped the game once penalty went against us. It was a great finish by Kane. Striker's instinct, can't fucking argue against that. Hasn't been rip roaring, but I don't think it's been as bad as what it could have been.
No, it's just a very sort of boring, seems a bit like for a game that actually is quite important, I think, for both teams, there's not really either team really giving it their all, it doesn't seem, does it, to me anyway?
No, it doesn't. You know, Liverpool have scored, so that's buggering things up for Leicester.
Chelsea are losing 1-0, so Leicester at the minute are in top four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last I saw with it was Liverpool had scored, Mane.
Yeah. Aston Villa winning 1-0.
Brighton are doing quite well against the Arsenal. They've both had chances in that game, so we're luckily Brighton keeping them pegged.
Yeah, I don't hold any hope for that. I mean, it's typical fucking Tottenham, mate. Like the other day when they were drawing. Were they losing the other day to Palace? No, it was draw, wasn't it? It was drawing 1-1, and then in the fucking like 89th, 90th minute, they fucking scored. It's just typical shit. We will finish below Arsenal up today. I'm convinced of it, mate.
I'll be honest, mate. Because my mate, I've got my mate round, who's an Arsenal fan.
What the fuck are you doing?
Man, he's got the Arsenal game on my pad. I've got the Tottenham game on the telly, so I'm able to watch both. And I'll be honest, this is why I'm saying it looks. It might, yeah, unless they get lucky, mate, then it might work in our favour. We just need to up it a bit in the second half because both teams haven't been great, but I do think that Leicester are there for the taking, especially now that Barnes's gone off. So it's just have to wait and see what the second half brings.
Yeah, it's just a sad reality that's all we really have to play for is the fucking Europa Conference fucking league or whatever the fuck it's called and finishing above Arsenal. But look, I'm going to take whatever fucking positives I can take from this season.
Well, listen, mate, I've told you at the end of the day, every team needs a cup to kickstart or to give them the feel, give them the taste.
Oh, mate.
And I was just saying to my mate during the first half, we were talking about it, and I said, you know what? Any Premier League team that gets into this conference with the teams that are sort of the like of the team that's going to be in it, if a Premier League team wasn't the first club to win this Europa Conference, then I'd be disappointed. And it might just be the kickstart Spurs need. So I'll just keep my fingers crossed that we finish things stay as they are at the very least. And we've got some kind of European football next season.
Well, this pod's all about being honest, isn't it? At the end of the day, look,
yeah.
I had a bit of a little tip for tap with someone the other day, yesterday on Twitter, and I said, look, he was saying that our season finished when we didn't get in top four because Europa's not an achievement and all that. And I said, well, look, I'm not a football snob, so I wanted to get in. The Villa game was a big game for me because I wanted to get into the Europa. I said I wasn't a football snob. I don't want to, but I've made my position clear on the fucking conference thing.
I'll be honest, mate.
Listen, I'll be honest. Not that I ever want Tottenham to lose, but an ideal sort of situation for me, Everton fucking pulling off a win and Tottenham and Arsenal both losing. So we finish above them and we would have finished eighth out of that fucking Europa conference. I understand your points. I do understand your points, mate. And if we're in it, we're in it. The only reason I say it, it's because I thought it would have been a good thing to get a new manager in, get a new idea, and having them midweeks for some extra training and getting his new methods across and a bit of team bonding, rather than going to the backwaters of fucking Azerbaijan or wherever the fuck we have to go. But look, if we get it, listen.
We both make valid points on the positives and negatives, why it would be, why it wouldn't be. At the end of the day, if we agreed on everything, then this would be a boring podcast.
Well, exactly. So, the fact is, Arsenal are going to fucking win and we're going to draw or lose. So it's not going to fucking make a blind bit of difference because we ain't finishing seventh anyway. So there you go. Because I can guarantee you now, they're finishing above us. So,
we'll see.
Yet to reconvene at full time, mate. And let's hope. Look, I want to fucking win. If it's the choice now, I want to fucking beat Leicester and finish seventh. So look, I'm contradicting myself left, right, and fucking centre here. But I just want Spurs to win. I just want Spurs to win. So fuck it. Let's go in the fucking Mickey Mouse of. Well, it's not even Mickey Mouse, mate. It's fucking
the Intertoto Cup of Europe.
It's fucking it's Minnie Mouse, isn't it? Or whatever, I don't know. Let's just go into that. Fuck it. All right, let's catch up at half-time. Half-time? No, I'm fucking losing it, mate. I'll speak to you later.
Bye, man.
Fucking relieved, man. I am relieved. Shit, that was intense.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still perplexed how Bale scored that second goal.
Crazy, mate. I mean, let's just go into it. Like, because I was getting ready to come on here and be absolutely fuming. Not about Tottenham, actually, about the VAR and the referees' decisions and stuff.
You mean the way that that Steptoe looking motherfucker hooked Sanchez's arm and then dived like a salmon upstream?
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that VAR didn't even seem to look at it. The ref just, you know, and not just that, mate. Sky not saying a word about it, not saying, well, that didn't look like a pen. They just seemed to have hold of each other's arms and he's thrown himself to the floor. I mean, if mm-hmm. that was Kane, we've had it. You know, it's just ridiculous, mate. I mean, that was never... Look, we both said at half-time, look, we had no complaints about their penalty. We said, yeah. All right, fair enough. VAR gave that. That's a penalty. We've probably had ones that are more blatant than that penalty as well, not given. But we didn't complain about that. VAR give it. That one was just a fucking joke, mate.
I'll be honest. And it's only with Bane's first goal. If it stayed how it was, you're right, I'd have been spitting feathers. Maybe VAR re-looked at it after the penalty had been given. And maybe that's another reason why maybe the handball against Kane didn't go. Although, when the Leicester player went down in the box and the ball hit his chest, to me it looked like it hit his arm. Then his
Which chest, did. It right? did hit his arm.
And yeah. and it wasn't given. And I was sat and my mate was here. And I went, how's that not a penny? When I was hit his chest, I went, it's hit his arm. Then yeah. his chest, he went, yeah, but... And I went, hold on a minute. I said, Lucas Moura was fouled in the build-up of a goal. It hit the back. It was falling sideways and it was classed as a fucking handball. I said, so that should be a penalty.
Not just that, Mac. I mean, that for me, that one you've just said there was the worst. That was last scene. That's the worst VAR decision I've ever seen. So what? If people don't remember it, was Moira was getting pushed, wasn't he? Yeah. Pushing the back. He's fallen down. They literally smashed it against him and it's deflected off his arm, falling into Kane, who's then scored. And VAR said it, no, handball. The most ridiculous decision. But anyway, look, yeah, I was ready to be absolutely... And again, Sky, every little... just the comments that they make, oh, he was slightly touched there and he's gone down. I'm telling you, well, you know Alan Smith played for Leicester. I swear that other guy he was with...
Yeah, but he's a gooner as well. So
yeah, of course he is. But I swear the guy that was doing the commentary with him was a fucking Leicester fan because, you know, they were so biased. I tell you what, mate, I obviously didn't want Chelsea to finish in the Champions, but I was so happy that we've just to shut them two fucking idiots up and the crowd as well. Fuck off. Like you've bottled the fucking top four twice now.
I'm not going to
season in a row.
I've said to Chris, I said to my mate Chris, who was sat with me, watching he had his Arsenal game on the pad. And I said to him before the game started, I says, I came off the chat with you and I went, you know what, with the way Spurs have been playing, I'm not confident. I says, but the last few times we've had Leicester, final game of the season, we've always got result. So I'm hopeful. I'll be honest, that Schmeichel own goal. Bit of luck, we needed it. But it meant Leicester had to open up. They had to push. So it left the gaps. We've done a lot this season, which is capitalise. Granted, you know, I managed to freak my mate out, who's a Liverpool fan. I went, not bad, mate. We finished above Arsenal. We've got UCL. And he went, what do you mean UCL? You haven't got Champions League. And I went, no, mate, you're away for Conference League. You're like, funny fucker. But, you know, I know you said you wasn't too fussed about, you know, you'd rather finish eighth. But I just think having the Conference League, I'll repeat what I said at half time. I think that we're going to have a good chance at this, a good run, and even a good chance of winning this, because I can't see how it's a lose for Spurs. You know, if the teams in it are what I have been led to believe are going to be, I think, you know, like you said, the arse end of Azerbaijan, teams that you've never heard of, you know, let alone on FIFA or anything else. It could be that one trophy that gives us a bit of a kickstart. I'll be honest, mate. I'm happy that we're in it, and I'm gonna support us all the way through it. But if we come crashing out of the fucking thing, then yeah, I'm just gonna sit there and wonder if it's ever on the cards for Spurs to win anything again in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think what we must do with that, now we're in it. I just wanted to finish above them today. Yeah. So that was a consequence of that. If we won the game, we had to finish above them. So when they were winning, I absolutely wanted to win anyway. Like, I want to win every single game. And I knew if we won today, we would have gone into it because I knew West Ham were going to win anyway. So, yeah. Look, I'm happy. We're in it. That's it. It's the 15th season, I think, in a row, or 14th out of 50, something like that. But it's a lot of years that we've now qualified for Europe. It's not our fault that UEFA have come up with some other competition. Ideally, you know, in the season gone, we would have been in Europa, but they've come up with this new idea, so we've got to go into that now.
Yeah,
it is what it is. What we need to do, though, mate, because to qualify, it's going to be the same as last season, where we still have to go into a fucking qualifying games for that. We need to just play the kids in them games, because we can't have another season where we're playing. Poor bloody Højbjerg, he's played every minute of bloody Premier League football. He played in all them qualifying rounds to get into the Europa, most of the Europa games as well. So we just need, let's just play the kids in the qualifying bit before, because the season's going to start and we don't want our players fucked for the season. So, you know, I take it seriously when we're in the main thing, but if we can't be beating fucking the shitty teams that are in it, then, you know, fuck it. We don't deserve to be in it. So, you know, that's my opinion on it. But I'm just happy today, mate, that we've actually, for once, I can't remember the last time it's happened. Actually, the bit of luck's gone with us. You know, it's been such a long time that we've actually just got something go for us. I'm just happy with that, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll agree, mate. It's good. It's nice to end on a high, but then did you also see the way that Son, Ali and Kane were hugging at the end?
Yeah, I see all that. And,
you know, I mean, you know, yeah. like, don't get me wrong, you can read all what you can into it, but, you know, I'll be honest, I think this is going to be a saga that's going to run for a little while at Spurs, because I think that even though they've got this gentleman's agreement, or Kane proclaims to a gentleman's agreement with Levy, I think Levy will try and block any move to any rival. But if anything like Madrid or Barcelona or PSG come in, I think he'll let him go happily. So I think this is going to probably be an on-running saga for a little while. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was still with us at the end of the season. Start of next season.
Sorry. What I think we need to do is what Borussia Dortmund did with Sancho at the last transfer window, the last summer transfer window, where they had a deadline and they just said, this is the fee. If you were sent to Man United, pretty much, this is the fee. I don't know how much it was over 100 million or whatever it was. This is the fee. If you match that fee, then fine, he's your player. If you don't match that fee by this date, then that's it. Yeah. Say for Kane, that's the situation, mate. Look, we'll grant you your move. This is how much money we want. You tell your agent, who's his brother, I believe. Yeah. That's what we're going. If that happens, then we'll grant you your wish. You can go. There's 2 weeks to do it. It's before the Euros. Then the clubs that are after you've got the money. We know they have. That's what we want. That's a fair price. I can't remember. I think Kane has pretty much, maybe the first season he didn't, has got over 20 or over 20 goals every season he's played. Yeah. He's worth his weight in gold, mate.
Oh, right? Yes, definitely.
So they just need to match that fee. And if they don't meet it, so I'm sorry, that's it then. You're staying. And I think Kane is professional enough to say, well, actually, yeah, you've given me the opportunity. I think that's a fair price. And then that's it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I completely agree, mate. It's just, yeah, it's a bit of a strange one at the moment, isn't it? What's going to happen, how it's going to be, you know, because we're going to be moving forward into this whole kind of this unknown territory for a little while, aren't we, while we find out what's happening with him.
Yeah, just a quick question. So Bale got another 2 goals today, looked good again when he came on. Would he be coming back for you next season?
Yeah, I'll be honest, mate. I would have him back next season in a heartbeat. I think he's still got a lot he can do in the Premier League. I think he's still got the ability to show his class. So yeah, for me, he will be. But it's whether or not he wants to see his final year of football out at Spurs, or whether the rumours are true that he wants to retire in Spain.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would definitely have him back for another season. I think with a full pre-season behind him, he'll have the World Cup coming next December.
Yeah.
So not this December, next December. So he's going to be wanting to be, you know, get match fit and everything else and be on top form for the World Cup. One last hurrah with Wales. So I would definitely take him back. But yeah, I've read the rumours as well that they're saying that with Zidane potentially leaving Madrid, he'll want to go back there for the final year. But I, with that World Cup coming, it's going to be the same as the Euros this time, that he's going to want to be playing. So if the new manager comes into Madrid and says, well, actually, you're not in my plans, which I guess would be the case, Max, to be honest. I don't think that any Madrid manager coming in is going to want to keep him anyway. I think he's burnt a lot of bridges with... And I don't blame him for this, but the fans don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't think the chairman's too keen. He made comments yesterday, I read, saying about Eden Hazard, that Eden Hazard was laughing and joking with the Chelsea players after Madrid went out.
Yeah.
And apparently Hazard's come in for a lot of stick from the Madrid fans. And Bale was commenting on it yesterday, saying, oh, you know, you think that he'd committed a murder and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the relationship is great with Bale and Madrid. So,
well, do you know what? I agree with you. I'll be honest. I think it depends who else comes in for him as well. I'd like to see him stay at Spurs for another year. And who knows? Because, like you say, if Wales have a good World Cup qualifier and they qualify, then who knows? Maybe we'll get a third year out of him just so he can be fit for the World Cup and then maybe retire at the end of the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't know whether... Again, I've read that again. It's just rumours, isn't it, that say that he's looking to retire and all that kind of stuff. He's only, 31?
Yeah,
so he'll be 32 next year. I don't know. He doesn't look the same.
He's had a few injuries, though, hasn't he? And let's be honest, what's he earning? About £1 million a month?
Mm.
So, you know, we're not far off. So it's not like he hasn't got the money to do it and spend his life on the golf course.
But for me, I can see him going on and going to maybe to America. Because if you're earning £1 million a month, you don't want to... If you can still... Look, what's he scored now in the Premier League?
11.
That's not a bad return for someone that's barely played.
No, it's not at all. I'll be honest, but I can see him going over to Beckham's into Miami.
This is what I think. There's lovely golf courses in Miami, mate. I can see that happening. I don't believe that he's thinking about retirement yet. I think, like you say, he'll definitely go over to America. And I think Miami would be the ideal place for him to go.
Yeah. Nice weather, nice golf courses. And yeah, the football's probably going to be at the right pace for him.
Mm. So that's the end of the season, mate. What would you give that a score overall as a season goes? We've finished seventh. We've been to a League Cup final. What would you rate that out of 10?
6.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I would have said.
Yeah,
as well.
It's, you know what, we were playing City, so you know I'd rather get beaten by City in a cup final than Leicester. If we got beaten by Leicester, I'd have probably rated it a 4. But we got beat by City, you know, the Premier League champions, the UEFA Champions League finalists, probably one of the best teams in Europe by a mile. You know, I think we held our own well. But the season as a whole, from December onwards, beginning of December, it just seemed a nosedive. And it was an unrecoverable spin. And it was well below par for Tottenham on all levels. If anybody thinks that the season was better than that, then maybe need to take the rose-tinted glasses off.
I don't think many would think it was better. But to be honest, mate, I think you've made another good point there, indirectly. But actually, us finishing in the conference is actually where we deserve to be. Look, because if we'd have won that cup, that's where that qualified place actually comes from.
Yeah.
Is from the League Cup. Whoever wins that goes into, and only because Man City obviously won the league and they're in the Champions League, that place then got divvied out to the league. So actually, you know, we are where we were meant to be, really. So, you know, you've got to take it, I suppose, now.
Well, that's it, mate. Do you know what? We're in another cup competition. We need to take it seriously. And I know you said earlier about play the kids in the chat qualifying rounds, but I'll be honest, mate, it's like any cup game. Take it seriously. Give it our all, and then at the very least, you can hold your head up high.
Yeah,
and say we gave it our all, we did our best. Whereas, and in a lot of, you know, so as regards the the Carabao Cup, I believe we gave our best. But in the season in general, I don't think we have. But I'll be honest, mate, I'm more interested now to see who's going to come in. Manager-wise, player-wise, who's going to go, what's going to happen. As regards the bigger picture at Tottenham, you know, we need to get the right man in. We need to get rid of a lot of deadwood, and we need that money to be invested in the right way. I just hope and pray that Levy isn't a prick about it. You know, if each side decides to get rid of, I don't know, Ndombele, all right, and someone offers 50, take the 50 million. Don't hold out for as close to what you paid for him. Because 50 million is better than having nothing and still having that player on the books.
Yeah, no, totally, mate. And that's why we've still got Danny Rose and players like that.
Hold on, let me just Google him. I don't know who he is.
Well, you wouldn't have seen him for a while, but it's true though, isn't it? That's why we've held on to players like him for a long time, and it's been going on for a lot of years. I remember Gomez was just hanging around for a lot of years doing nothing. We've had loads of players like that where he just won't take something, and then he ends up costing him money because he's having to pay. Rose, it has to be on between 80 and 100 grand because he was a top player at one point. So he must be on a good wage.
I said 50 to 80, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
He'd be on a good wage, mate. Yeah. And that's costing a lot of bloody money, you know, into the millions and millions of pounds that he's cost by just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, not taking a 5 million or a 2 million, or it's costing money anyway in the end.
Just to get him off the wage bill. He just needs, you know, just it doesn't matter how much we paid for a player. If someone's prepared to offer, you know, for me, losing £18 million on a player who hasn't really, really shone, then fair, you know, then to me, that's not a bad hit. You know, Lo Celso, what do we pay for him? 20 something?
Yeah, I think in total, probably nearer around the 30 to 40, to be honest, with the loan fee and everything else. Yeah.
So, but if someone offered 25 for him, I don't, you know what I mean? Just to get the money in for the new manager to build.
Yeah. No, I would cut our losses with a lot of, yeah, I agree. I would let Ndombele go now.
I would drive Dyer to Roma for free.
Oh, I'd get rid of him for free. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Dyer can go on a free for me. You know, I think my kids team need a defender that they can show up.
Your kids team ain't that bad, are they, mate?
No. Dyer will make it. No, but they'll get round Dyer. So, yeah, I'd get rid of Sanchez. I'd get rid of Doherty. You know, we need a good. Why Sanchez? Because he's pony, mate. Sorry, my little boy just said why Sanchez.
Yeah.
Sanchez isn't, mate. But you're only 7. You'll learn that some players are pony and some players are good. Mm. All right, and Sanchez is pony.
Okay.
All right. So what is he?
Pony.
Good lad. What's his Oko?
Pony.
Yep, good lad.
He isn't.
Yes, he is.
He's the goat.
He's not the goat. He's Oko's pony, mate. I once said in front of my boy, says Oko was the goat taking the piss, and it stuck.
Well, so, to be fair, he did have a good couple of seasons for us, but he's been absolutely rubbish for the past two seasons.
He's been rubbish, mate, or he's been?
Pony.
He's been pony. What has he been, Ryan?
Pony.
He's been pony. Harry Winks.
Pony.
Yep. Yeah. You agree with that?
Dyer.
Pony.
He's Dyer.
Dyer is Dyer, mate. Dyer,
that's our new director. That's our new director of football there, getting rid of our players for us.
There you go. Yeah. Yayan, well done, fella. Who else is Pony?
Not Lucas Moura.
No, not Lucas Moura. He's good. Harry Kane's not Pony, you cheeky mare. There's your daughter down the stairs. Is there anybody else who's pony?
We've already done Harry Winks.
Did we?
Yeah.
There you go.
I know who it is.
Who's pony then, sweetheart?
Not Højbjerg.
No, Højbjerg isn't.
He's one of the goats.
Huh?
The goat.
The goat. Says Oko. You think he's pony?
Yeah.
Yeah, good girl. So anyway, kids, sod off now. Sod off.
Højbjerg?
No, Højbjerg's quality.
Yeah. Go.
The listeners don't want to listen to you two screaming. Right.
Right. So I think Mac, what we're doing, on, mate.
Sod off and offer. Please.
Can I have this?
No. Go speak to your mum. Go away. Anyway, yes. Yeah,
so you're getting attacked by your kids, mate, and I'm getting attacked by my dog here. So it's going well.
Right, but I think my son's offered some constructive, very well-rounded criticism of some of the players this season.
Well, I agree with what he says.
Yayan, what do you think of Daniel Levy?
Pony.
Yeah, good lad.
Right, I think we'll leave it there, mate. What we'll do, I think we'll do a pod in the week or YouTube, and we'll talk about the players going, well, who we would like to go and who we'd like to bring in, and go from there.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, mate. We'll have another shout and we'll get it all sorted up.
At least we can go and have a little bit of a smile on our face. And as I said, I'm not going to gloat at the Woolwich finish above them because I think we've both been shit. But I have sent a couple of texts out to a few mates who were giving it.
Honest with you, I think them being in the next race for another year is all good. You know, this constant looking up.
Yeah, we've got to take the small glories when
let's be perfectly honest, they've had a shit season. But if they'd have finished above us, they wouldn't let us hear the end of it.
No, but we're better than them.
Horrible, scummy, nomad bastards.
Yeah, we're better than them, so we're not going to give it too much. Because
what are Arsenal?
Pikeys.
That's West Ham, but we'll take it.
Oh, yeah, she said Pikeys. That's right. Yeah, it said pony. Right, Lily.
Right.
Wait.
Right. We're speaking the week, mate.
Yeah, I'll speak to you later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Emotion, the Tottenham pod. That is the end of the season. We are going to be continuing to do these pods maybe once a week over the summer, definitely for the Euros, for every England game, maybe one or two other games. We're going to get a few different people on as well. Hope to get a few of my mates involved that are Tottenham fans. Stu and Jamie, Trev, if you're listening. We'd like to get you on at some point. I know Mac's got some people as well that he'd like to bring on. So we definitely want to be doing that in the summer and into next season. And I know a few of you have shown interest on Twitter, Kieran, I think. So we'd like to get everyone on really that wants to get involved. And we hope to have some special guests coming up soon as well. So yeah, please stay with us. Subscribe to the pod. We appreciate any feedback. I know sometimes the audio isn't great, but we're just doing this basically from phones, and it is sort of meant to be sort of off the cuff, two sort of fans having a chat really, over as you would in a pub or over the phone. So that's sort of the premise of what we try and do here anyway. So I hope you are enjoying it. And as I say, any feedback, or if you do want to come on, just give us a shout. Cheers.